All right, guys and girls, welcome. Correct me if I'm wrong. Today's topic is flirting. When is flirting crossing the line? Or what is the line of flirting? So, for example, with guys, when it comes to single guys, if you're even too nice of a waitress, a lot of guys will take that as you are very much flirting with them. I've seen countless guys do that. And I've seen girls actually post on Facebook how, like, they're like, oh, my God, these guys are just blowing up my DMs. So what is the point that flirting is just crossing the line and it's becoming too much?
I don't know. Too much?
Yeah, like, I don't...
Okay, I guess let's say the line between someone who shouldn't be flirting and they're being too friendly. So, like, let's say a coworker. Let's say you have a coworker and it's a male coworker and he's being a little too friendly. Is there a line between that where it's starting to make you uncomfortable, where it seems like he's flirting?
I mean, I think it depends, because, like, if you're single and, I mean, you're into them, like, that's how some relationships, like, start. Yeah, in the workplace. But, I mean, if you're married or if you have somebody, then you should stop it, like, right on the bud. Like, nip it in the bud, because sometimes they might not know that you have, like, a boyfriend or girlfriend or something like that. And once they make that first move, you just need to stop, because that can create a whole tornado down I don't know where.
So what would you say that first move would be? I guess that's, like, the line, yeah. Right, essentially?
I think maybe, like, hey, beautiful, or, like, good morning, beautiful, or, like, here's some coffee, I got you some coffee. Or, like, I mean, texting is fine, but when it gets to being not, like, you can create friendships with the other gender in the workplace as well, but I think when it becomes more, I don't know, I feel like you know when they're being flirty. I guess as girls, because y'all kind of said that somebody doesn't know.
Guys don't.
Yeah.
Guys don't. Okay. I'm going to be honest. Okay.
Yes, thank you. What did we just say? We've talked about the Olive Garden girl so many times, right? And for us, it's looked at like, hey, am I crossing the line if I move forward, or is she just being nice?
Yeah, for guys, it's hard because, like, we're, you know, it's funny because this is battle, right? Women want guys to be, you know, confident and approach me, right? That's the, you know, guys mm-hmm. supposed to approach the women. But then you have the we'll call them the good guys that you kind of struggle with that because you don't want them to, A, be uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. B, if they're being friendly, how do you decipher, oh, man, is she just being friendly or is she – because right. I feel like as soon as a guy is friendly back, a lot of times you get shut down. Yeah, how you, like, said that, you got to cut it down quickly. If I'm not really good trying to be into her, I'm just trying to essentially be friendly back. A lot of times guys get shut down, and then it's like, oh, okay, my bad. I was just trying to be nice, friendly. Yep. And I think, like, that's the little line that's hard.
I've seen that movie where, I don't know what it's called, so a long time ago, but he just went up to her and said hi, and was like, I'm married, or I have a boyfriend. It's like, all right, chill, you know. Not everybody's into you, but I think it's just like, it's like Melina said, you feel the vibe. If someone's being nice, like you guys are being nice, I don't think, if, you know, you're flirting with each other or whatever. It's more like the atmosphere and the approach. Like if you're trying to corner someone into like, hey, how's it going? Or hey, this, or, you know, you want to go do that.
I am completely sorry. I'm going home now. Let's get it. I was trying to silence my watch. I'm sorry.
But it's just the vibe that you get from the person. I mean, a girl can go, it's a gender battle here, because sometimes they want to say like, oh, it's only guys, but it's also girls. Like mm-hmm. girls are, sometimes they will go in and flirt with you, and mm-hmm. it's like, okay, well, like, hold on, you know, why are you flirting with me? I have a girlfriend or I have a wife. So it's just the approach. And
I
the
think
feeling.
You need to stop, though. When they tell you something, that's when you stop and say, hey, like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Or, like, hey, like, I thought we were vibing here, but we're not, I guess. Yeah, so I think what you do after they stop it goes on. Like, that's because some people will just keep doing it, and that's where it's disrespectful.
Yeah, I mean, I think that and at that point, you know, like, who that person is. Mm-hmm. If you can't respect someone because they told you to, like, don't talk to me like that or don't ask certain questions. I've been asked certain questions at work, and I think we talked about it, and it's like, all right, shut down right here and then. And it's not necessarily like, hey, don't flirt with me, because I don't know if that's what he was doing, but at the same time, like, all right, don't, I'm just going to be rude to you. That's it. You know, I'm just going to be plain out rude, and then you're going to notice, like, take the hint.
Mm-hmm. I think also if you're unsure if someone is flirting with you, body language is important. If for a female, I know for myself for sure, if I'm flirting with you, usually you can tell by like
the giggle.
Yeah, I start to giggle. My voice gets kind of low sometimes, and like the hair. Sometimes you're playing with your hair, or they pull the hair back. You have to pay attention to that, guys. You can kind of tell if a female's really into you.
See, like, these are, they should teach this in high school.
Like, I was going to say, because, like, I can tell when people are flirting, and sometimes it makes me uncomfortable, because I'm like, dude, they're trying, like, they're really trying. Yeah.
It is funny, because I feel like, also, from an outside perspective, like, for example, if, you know, a girl was hitting on Mesa, I would see it. I feel like on an outside perspective, you could see it so much better than you can as an inside perspective. Outside, yeah. So let's say you and your significant other work together. Okay, and then there is, in this case, since we were asking the ladies, there is a female there that you feel like is crossing the line. Is what is that line between them? So for example, you brought up actually a while ago the "Hey, beautiful." That's, you know, I agree with that. But you also brought up like buying coffee, right? That was one of your examples. So would you step in at that point if there was a female buying your significant other, let's say, coffee?
So I did give that example, but it's funny because my boyfriend has a lot of like girl and guy friends. I mean, just the field that he's in, he has girl and guy's friends. So I think you have to know your significant other. So if they only buy coffee for you, then that's where it's kind of sketchy. But I think I know him, and I know he's had these friends forever.
Kind of, I mean, like, maybe they buy each other coffee.
Yeah, they buy each other coffee. And it's not even like buy coffee. It's like, I'll pick it up and I'll cash up you. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm only buying coffee. I'm buying like her and this other person coffee. Or like, yeah, we're going to pick up coffee because we're meeting over this. Like, I don't know. I think it's when somebody's buying you coffee and they're leaving like little notes. Or it's like, hey, like, let's grab lunch together. I don't know. I feel like you know the vibe. Like, I feel like I keep saying that, but you do. Like, you know when it's uncomfortable. And if you feel that way and it's not that way, then, I mean, you have to talk to them about it.
I mean, honestly, if you're just like flirting with each other, you already know you guys are flirting with each other, right? Like, if you're trying to actually flirt with each other, you know. So if you've already gone through it, like myself, you, and whoever's in a relationship, you already know what flirting is. Mm-hmm. So you already know to either stop it or continue with it. And if you're oblivious, then you probably won't know. But then again, that at the same time, that's probably not even your priority, in my opinion.
I feel like Yanni, somebody would buy her coffee and she'd be like, thanks.
It's happened. Like, he would come in every morning and give me the coffee or a smoothie. And for the longest, I didn't know. And then my supervisor was like, Yanni, you don't realize it, but he's married, but he's trying to, you know, kind of get in there with you. And I'm like, ew. So next time he's like, do you want? And I was like, no.
Don't need to stop.
Yeah, that's not so even, wild. I'm not that girl.
Okay, so I'm being the voice of men today, right? I'm asking questions. So if we were okay, so there's a single guy, or let's say we're all single. Okay, there's a single guy, and he sees you at a bar, and he wants to go and try to get that vibe, right? How does a single man approach you in today's world? Because again, I go back to where it's kind of hard, because I feel like we get shut down. So how, if you were to give a man advice on how to approach women, what would you say?
If you're at a bar, I mean, hey, like, obviously, like, can I buy you a drink? And I don't know.
Okay, so here's my thing about that, okay? So, as a guy, we're constantly competing with other guys, right? Yeah. So, the, hey, can I buy you a drink? You've gotten that 4 or 5 times a night, probably.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but we're not going to say yes to everybody.
Yeah.
What? Oh, that's false.
I don't.
Well,
like,
no, yeah. Okay, okay, I don't know about you, Melina, but this will be my superficial self over here. If you obviously are attractive, I'm going to say yes. But what I think it's a little overboard is don't try to upsell yourself and then it be a disappointment. Not in the fact that, you know, don't try to be like, oh, I have this or I have that. Just be yourself. Try to ask and then just move on with it. Be respectful, I think, is the thing. But if you're attractive and you say, hey, can I get you a drink? Then yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
like,
my
if
thing
you're attractive,
again,
though
okay.
like I said, you're not going to say yes to everybody. Yeah. Like, if you see somebody that comes up to you all crazy, you're not going to be like, yes. No,
a,
I don't think so.
I will say, A, I've known girls to take drinks from multiple guys, whether they're attracted or not, whether the guy had a shot or not.
They just want the drink.
They want the drink. They want the drink. Or B, for the guys that maybe aren't quite as attractive as some of the others, right? So I would say I'm a little more physically challenged than maybe another guy, right? I wouldn't say I'm like a 10 or anything.
Not so like, half, but
okay, you're a friend. You're a good friend.
You shaved up a little bit, Tim, when 9 happened.
That's a good friend.
It all just depends. It could be attractive, and it also approach. If you
come up to someone, that's what we're saying, right?
If you come up to someone like, hey, he has a good vibe, like, he's not trying to be pushy, then... Yeah, sure.
And if they have friends and you don't, like, if you're taking shots and you buy them all shots, I guarantee you, you're going to be with them for the rest of
your life. That's good advice. I guess the question is so what's something out of the ordinary other than, can I buy you a drink? What's something that maybe caught your eye, something that you witnessed in the past that maybe stood out for that person that gave them a chance?
You know, it's funny, like, I hear about the whole drink situation. I remember the movie Hitch.
Oh, yeah.
Where Will Smith buys, you know, what's the actress's name?
Eva Longoria.
Yeah, and she said no to the first guy that said, let me buy you a drink, and then he came like something different, something mm-hmm. smooth. That's funny.
It's how you do it. Yeah, it's how you approach it.
So what would you what's that?
Yeah, I want an exact
answer. Yeah, I want something other than
walking up to you and being like, hey, I'll buy you a drink, and being afraid that you're just gonna take that drink and be like, thanks.
Yep. And that's the seventh time you heard that tonight.
Normally girls go out in a group, so you're going to have to get us all a drink. Yeah. And then once you're in with our group, then you can call over your friends.
Your friends, and then they kind of
everybody
vibe,
mix in together.
Okay, so don't approach with all your friends. They wait.
Yeah, because then you're like, oh no, like,
and y'all want to leave, yeah, and it's y'all escape. Much.
That's kind of scary.
If one friend says the wrong thing, it's like ruins.
Yeah, you always have the one friend. Like one time, this was a long time ago, obviously, because I've been in a relationship for a little bit, but when I was dating, this guy kept talking about Diet Coke and kept talking about his diet and his workout. And I was like, dude, we're at a bar. Like, I'm drinking regular Coke. Like, like, I'm making me feel bad about myself. I don't know. I feel like.
As Mesa holds a Diet Coke.
It's a Coke Zero.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, but he's not sitting here talking about it. I feel like people, like, for, you want an example? Like, if me and my friend were having dinner and the waiter came over and was like, hey, like, that guy bought you shots over there, and then you like say hey, and then you get your drink, get up and say, introduce yourself, and it's like, hey, do you want to come sit with us, like, bring your friends. I think that's kind of how it happens, like, organically. When you go up to somebody and you're like, buy them a drink, and then they just like go take the drink and then go, I mean, you kind of know. You gotta kind of.
At that point, you would know. Yeah, that's 100% you would know. Yes. I'm trying to get guys to have to avoid buying several women drinks.
Yes, that's what we're trying to get to the point is. The point we're trying to make ultimately
is how can we avoid eye contact in the bar. You will. You'll see.
Okay, so we talk mostly about attraction, right? Attraction is obviously a big deal, okay? How much attraction has to be there when you see the person? Is it just when you let them in, all right? So, you know, this stunner, what did we talk about earlier? Who was it that was the stunner or
while? Oh, David Beckham.
David Beckham, oh, yeah. Right? We're not talking about David Beckham here, right? We're talking about a guy that you're like, okay, average, you know, Joe. Some light, some nice light and some Aeropostale, he'll look pretty nice, right? Do you let that guy in at a bar, let you buy you a drink, so on and so forth? I guess what I'm saying is where's that attraction level before they have that entrance?
I think it just depends. He may not be like the most handsome guy, but once again, it goes to how he carries himself. Like, if he walks up there confident, he may not look the best, or maybe he smells good and he comes and he's buying everyone drinks, then yeah, we can have a conversation for sure. Because most guys that look like too good,
they're full of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, and I feel like you make eye contact with somebody, right? Like, that sounds so like a little bit for sight, but really, you see somebody at a bar and you're like, oh, like, they kind of look cute. And then
I think you meet, what is it? You lock eyes with someone and you kind of already know.
Yeah.
And that flirting just kind of starts happening there. And then you start like noticing, oh, like, he's right there, or like, you know, whatever.
Follow him around.
Mesa's so amazed. He's like,
we're learning. Because I've had those moments, but it makes me feel awkward.
when we look, and if we're making eye contact,
I'm like,
y'all looking at each other.
What are you staring at?
It's like you're scared to, like,
that's how I feel. Like, we're like at the bar. I'm like, what's up? I'm like,
yeah, but when you, there's also,
yeah. Yeah, and I feel like I'm pretty confident for the most part. But like the whole eye contact thing to me, like, I don't know if that's accidental. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how long is it okay to stare?
Or like, it's accidental. Or like she's waving hi at the person behind
you. Like, oh man, this is awkward.
All right, so then what about, so the guy walks up to you and he says, he calls you the beautiful, the, you know, the beautiful, the pretty. Do those words work? He walks in and goes, hey, beautiful, let me buy you a drink.
No.
So they cut off all description words. Give me that drink. Okay, so God is like, give me that drink. I don't care what you call me.
I don't get my phone number. It just depends on the girl because I don't like to be sweet talked too much.
Me either.
You know, I just, you know, there is going to be the moment.
Because that's fake.
But then, like, don't try too much because, like, now that we're married, it doesn't surprise me that he doesn't call me, like, certain things all the time. But when he does, it's genuine. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. So it's like a high expectation. Like, are you going to do it all the time? Like, you're going to be calling me that constantly?
Like, but it's like, this guy just told me that, too. Like, he just came and asked me to buy a drink, and he just called me that. You know, like, it's kind of repetitive.
Yeah, it's kind of like how many girls do you say that?
Yeah, yeah.
You can have 40 guys buy you drinks. Yeah, you know, 40 guys calling you that. So, yeah, it just depends. There you go.
Like, for a single guy, like an older, you know, guy.
That's looking for something.
Don't meet him at a bar.
Where do you think you go to meet them? Oh,
I saw a post that said, if you're really trying to meet a girl, go to Target. You're going to find them.
That's probably right. I need to go to
Target.
But how do you approach somebody? Well, I guess what's the best way to approach a girl at, like, a Target? Hey, can you help me, like...
It's your level of comfort.
Yeah, I think, I mean, don't be a creeper and follow them in, like, aisles just trying to build up your confidence. Just be like, hey, like, I don't know.
Hey, can you
see, it's hard. Yeah. Like, thank you. Yeah. That guy is hard.
Like, maybe
it's
he hard. Can be like.
Because no guy wants to be creepy.
Yes. Right? No guy wants to go into it being creepy.
And then B, like, if we see you and you're like, you know, oh, I think that girl's attractive, and you don't go for it, you never see that girl ever again in your
life.
But
can't you be like, hey, what do you think about this? Like, you're just next to her pretending to do whatever. Yeah. What do you think about this? And then it starts off, oh, blah, blah, blah. It's just, you'll know whether she's like, oh, this guy's kind of cute. She'll keep talking to you a little. Mm-hmm. And just, like, don't be, but
it's
you're
like
going to
find an excuse now. To like,
what is she looking at? But then I got to be creepy because I got to look at what she's looking
at.
Okay, so like Yanni, like, you know, because Yanni's single. So, like, if a guy came up to her and it's like, blanket. They're looking at blankets or something.
But you just she doesn't catch on, so she'd be like, yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
No, she would like not even say, yeah, that's cool. She'd be like, yeah, and then like walk away.
So exactly.
So that's right. But this is what you have to do with her. If she continues to talk to you, right? And she's like, you could tell she's like you, then you're going to have to be pretty quick and be like.
So the level of quickness at a Target, let's just say, is you're going to have to be really, really get to the
direct.
Point and direct versus at a bar, it's not that hard because, I mean, they're there to obviously drink and party or whatever.
But again, the Target, A, makes it creepier, right?
No, it's like, you know, hey,
I don't know why you're there.
It doesn't make it, yeah.
Meet him at
so you want to be hit on while you're grocery shopping?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
This whole life's been a lie.
Like Diana said, like she didn't meet her husband at a bar. I didn't meet my boyfriend at a bar. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's less creepy.
Yeah.
It's less creepy than a bar?
Yeah.
Let's say, for instance, if you're at Target or something, y'all both have carts, and she's going down an aisle.
You
gotta
bump into her car.
No, not even. you can go down that same aisle, but like go, like in front of her and be like, "Oh my bad," and like try to be funny about it. And if she laughs, you're like,
"See,
oh,
he knows."
Okay,
he
cool.
Knows.
Then you can.
Zeus
like,
is a beast, man. We're learning all other sides of Zeus right now.
You can, you know, it's just the comfort level.
It's a comfort level. It's like Yanni said.
A comfort level. It's just like a people skill. Like,
yeah.
It's like. I don't know. It's weird.
Your personality, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to.
That'd be perfect.
I'm going to Target now. Are we done with this? Let's wrap it up. I got places to be now.
I'll be in your ear. He's like, what do I do? He says, what is it?
Like, turn left or right?
Turn left right now. Right now. Right now.
Bump, bump, bump. At least now, you know, for our single listeners, we got a little bit of more of a blueprint.
Yeah.
We walked in there going to just say, hey, beautiful, let me buy you a shot. And it's all wrong. So, you know, we got to look for nonverbal cues. Got to look in the basket. Don't do it at a bar. And stay away from beautiful. And call her bro, because some girls just
like being called bro.
But since it's our last episode, I did want to thank, again, hopefully I get this right because I have an absolutely horrible memory, Deanna, Melina, and Yanni for coming all out. You guys are possibly going to be starting your own podcast soon. So everybody look out for that. That'll be absolutely awesome. It's always a joy to have everyone around. We'll see y'all again. Yanni, it was a blast having you around again.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Don't forget, 432. I'm just kidding. Thank you all.